Hello, this is Steve Barish in the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm glad I could spend an hour with you and say hello, and we can talk, and we can schmooze, and we can really talk about what is bothering us or what we are doing on this planet this particular time. If anybody needs healing, if anybody needs some kind of energy work, please don't hesitate to call me. Let's give out the phone numbers here. It's 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, and 1-530-876-9146. And worldwide is 888-815-9756. Good evening, everybody. I hope that everybody's doing fine and had a wonderful week. I've been doing a lot of new energy work, and I'll share that with you in a moment. What I need to say is that it's really important that we work together this evening, because I'm going to be doing a lot of good meditative work with you this evening. What I've been doing for the last week and a half is I found a way of getting rid of depression. It has to do with the fluids of the body, basically water. We're about 86% water. And what I've been able to do is actually attract the water to be more attractive, and the blood and different things of that nature, because it is all water soluble. So what I've been doing basically is being very, very careful to send love and light to the energies of our body. We can change the fluids in our body as easily as we can change the fluids in water. What we've been able to do at my clinic basically is that with water, I've been able to show my clients how much better the water tastes after actually praying over it and sending it love, light, and compassion. Water does change. It actually changes the molecular structure. It'll change the cellular structure, the atomic structure. It really works very well. And what we've been able to do is stand very close, put our hands about 4 feet away from the water, and actually people have felt it starting to get warm, the water get warm when my arms were about 4 feet away. The aura of the water, as far as I can see, we were able to feel it about 22 feet out. So we know that the water does change, and I believe that the body, being a holy instrument like water, can be changed very rapidly and very easily. All we need to do is send love, light, and compassion to the fluids of our body, and actually it'll take the depression away and make you very happy, believe it or not. My first treatment on myself basically lasted about 7 hours. And tonight what I'm going to do is not only bring the pillar of light down to the clients that want to call, because I'm more than happy to do that for you. There's no cost to it. All you need to do is to believe in yourself and to be able to honor the water and the fluids and the body itself as a holy instrument. That's all we need to do. And everything from God is ours to use, and to be able to use it very, very well. So we can have a lot of fun with that this evening. If people do have any issues or problems, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you at this moment. What we need to do is talk about compassion, compassion, and compassion. A lot of us don't have that. A lot of us have insight, but we don't have the compassion. We don't have the way to be able to touch people in a compassionate way. And we need to be able to do that. We need to be able to do that with ourselves. Ourselves is the number one priority in our lives, and we really need to be able to get in touch with that. We have to be able to see people for what they are and love them as what they are. We can't be critical. We cannot be judgmental. We have to allow people to be who they are, love them for who they are, and things will change either in our lives, their lives, or together. But the most important thing to do is to send love and light to that person. It's really, really important to do. I can't stress it enough. It's easy to work with people that are into energy. It's a little bit harder to work with people that are not into energy, but they can feel it, and I've been able to do that, and I'm experimenting with it now. And people do change. So I'm working with that. I'm working with the fluids in the body, and I'm also working with the love and compassion and humanity as much as I possibly can with people to give them the excitement of living the best lives that they possibly can. So we need to learn, please, don't be judgmental with people. Allow them to be where they are, but send love, light, and compassion. It's so important to do. Again, it's so easy to be with people that are into energy, and it really, really feels good to laugh with them, and it really feels good to be understanding with them. But try it with people that are not into energy, or have low energy, or have problems. It's very, very good to do because, number one, you're going to learn about yourself, and number two, it's possible to be able to help them at any degree. And it's wonderful to do because as you grow, they grow. And it's very, very important. Please try to understand what I'm saying. It's a lovely way of being. Again, it's just lovely. So that's what we need to work on. We need to work on a lot of different things this evening. And one of the big things that we're going to work on this evening is brain chatter. Brain chatter is when we're listening and there's about 50,000 things that are running through our mind at one time. How do we dispose of brain chatter? Very, very simple. It's not really difficult to do. It takes a little time, but through meditation and through love and through compassion to ourselves, we can get rid of that thought of brain chatter because we don't need to listen to 50,000 things in a second. What we need to do is listen to the Almighty, and He's always with us. That little voice that you hear inside your body is Him or Her or whatever you want to call it. But that is the voice of silence, the most powerful voice in the universe. We need to be able to listen to that, to be able to understand everything that's being said, and to follow that voice. Hello?
Hi, Steve. My name's Nancy. I haven't ever called into the show before, but I've been doing a lot of clearing and releasing, and I do some energy healing work, but
yes.
I've had an issue with my right shoulder.
Okay.
And anything else you can tell me or work on, I'd really appreciate it.
Sure. Can I tune into you? Would you mind?
Yes. No.
Good. Good. Okay. Let's get your heart open, number one. Here we go.
What's causing it to be so closed? Do you know that?
Excuse me?
What is causing my heart to be so closed? I've been told that a number of times. Is that,
I know.
Is that a past life thing or what is
no,
that?
No, honey, don't get into the past life issue.
Oh, okay.
What we need to do, you're living now. You're living in this moment, this second, and you're talking to me. You're talking to the world, actually. There's about 14 million people listening, so what we are going to do is very simple. I want you to let go of everything.
Okay.
Okay, allow yourself to let go. That's it. Okay, I'm closing in on your heart now. Wonderful. Good. What are you grieving, honey?
I'm not really sure. There's several things. I had a son die in 2007. But I didn't know if that was it or if it's my relationship with my husband that's gone through a lot of transition while I've been transforming a lot. So
right.
Or,
right.
You know, my childhood, too, wasn't too spiffy.
Yes.
But I've worked on a lot of that, so I'm not really certain.
Okay. I think it's a little bit of everything.
Probably, yeah.
So what we're going to do, I need you just to shut your eyes.
Okay.
And just feel the energy flowing through your body. You should be able to feel it coming up from your feet going through the top of your head now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Your heart is opening up. Just breathe in the light, honey. Just breathe in the light. That's it. That feels so good. Allow all that pain to go. It's coming out of the top of your head. You should be able to feel it probably in your nostrils also. It's a little bit painful, but let it go. You're doing great. That's it. Okay. What we're going to do is just let you sit there just for a moment and let all this energy flow through you and get you rebalanced and grounded again. In front of you, put out your right hand, and in front of you, about a foot and a half, you're going to feel a tremendous amount of light right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is just take your hand slowly and put it out there. You'll feel tremendous light and love right in front of you. Can you feel that energy?
Yeah.
Okay. What I would like you to do is to step right into that energy with the phone. Take your time. That's it. Right there's fine. Can you feel that energy in the lower back going through the top of your head?
Not yet.
Okay. Back up just a smidge. That's it right there. Right there. How does that feel? You should be able to feel an intense amount of energy going through you now.
It's not... I don't know if it's intense or not, but...
For me, it's pretty intense because...
Okay.
What I'm doing, I'm feeling your energy. It might not feel intense to you,
yeah,
but it feels very intense to me.
Okay.
So what we'll say is that there's energy going through your body.
Okay.
Okay. Your heart chakra is open. Your throat chakra is open. Your first chakra is open. There's a lot that's pouring out from that first chakra. Second chakra is open. Third chakra is open. That's it. Fourth is open. Good. Are you capable of seeing energy?
No.
Okay.
You know, occasionally. Just little bits and pieces. But.
Okay. Do you feel tingly all over?
I do a lot feel tingly all over. I'm not really feeling it at the moment. I have trouble. I'm really very sensitive, and when I'm talking to someone, I have trouble
not a problem.
Sensing things,
not a
but
problem.
I'm sure it's happening.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of energy going through you. What we need to do is just let everything go, honey. That's it. Good. You should be able to feel yourself coming down now. Can you feel that? Do you feel like you're grounding?
Yes.
Good.
What is creating me to not...
Could you speak up a little louder, please?
What is creating for me to not be grounded? Just do I...
I think what's going on is that you have so much tumult,
mm-hmm,
going on, so many troubles. You need to let them go. I think what you're doing is that the stuff that we're creating... this caused a lot of trouble. And what we need to do is let it go, because you're number one. You're the most powerful. The way to get rid of those issues is to get back to number one, is you.
Okay.
Can I ask how old your son was?
30.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to feel a lot of love going through you. Allow that to go through you, because your heart is vacillating back and forth. That's it. Good. see if your shoulder feels better.
Sure does.
Good, honey. Good. Sometimes what we do when we hold on to things, that can actually get into the body and cause the body some pain. So what we're doing is allowing that to leave. Now the energy that you're standing in is tremendous light. That light will stay with you for quite some time.
That's great.
Okay. What I would like you to do, where are you calling from there?
Idaho.
So we're about 1,500 miles away. I'm in Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
Okay. What I would like you to do, your mind should feel very clear right now. Does it feel very clear?
Yes.
Good, honey. What I want you to do is hold your hand out like you're going to shake my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to take the palm of my hand, and at your fingertips, you're going to be able to feel the energy coming from me to you. Can you feel that?
Oh, yeah. I did when I first put my arm out the first time.
Right. Good, honey. What that is to show you that the aura itself is eternal. The aura actually goes to heaven. So when somebody tells you the aura is only a foot away from you, just go. The aura goes to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
There's no boundary for the aura. So what you're doing is that you're starting to feel the universe coming to you even stronger. The universe will help you. Actually, you're going to be thinking more four-dimensionally than you were before. What you're going to be able to do also is, do you have flowers in the house?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
You mean live flowers?
It doesn't matter. Do you have a tree outside?
Oh, yes. I have a lot of flowers and trees.
Okay. Would you do me a favor?
Uh-huh.
I think if you walk to the window and take a look out, you're going to see things very much greener and much prettier in color. I think you're going to find the colors to be a lot more vivid.
Oh, I have been noticing that for a few months, feeling like the sky was looking different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What's happening is that when you're opening up to a higher dimension and you're opening up to different auras and different kinds of feelings that you've had, but we lost them as a child, so what you're doing is regaining that child type of feeling.
Uh-huh.
And the colors will be brighter. Your vision, if you take a look more peripherally, you'll be able to see a lot more wider. Can you see that?
Well, I think so. I think so. It's hard to say right now, but I think so.
You have to get used to it. You'll be able to see further around your face. In other words, when you're looking at the side view, you'll be able to see a door maybe that you haven't seen before looking at it, or something in the house is looking. In other words, you can even go outside and take a look. But what's happening is that when you become more balanced and your mind becomes clearer and you're grounded, things start opening up more. The colors will be more presentable.
Uh-huh.
And your eyesight will actually clear. So things that you haven't been able to see in a long time, I've been able to see almost a mile away.
Oh, wow, great.
You know, so things are going to be a little bit different, and you're going to be a lot more open. So just go with that and see how that feels.
Okay, thank you so much, Steve.
You're
now,
quite welcome.
If I were to, do you do sessions for people when stuff comes up?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me give you my cell phone number.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people have it, but I'll give it to you. It's 1-585-746-8321. And I do charge when you call, so I don't want you to think you're more than happy to help you.
Okay.
What you could do is take your husband's hand and just hold it and send love and compassion and light to him, he'll be able to feel the love from you even more.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Steve.
You're
appreciate
quite welcome.
It.
God
bye.
Bless. Bye-bye. That's always nice speaking to somebody that's really, really needs some help, and that's good to do. Getting back to compassion again, we need to be able to focus in on that because that's really everything. Love and compassion mean an awful lot to us, whether we know it or not. We have the ability to be very close to God. All we need to do is to let go. Once you let go, and once you let God into your heart and into your fifth brain, I think that you're going to be a lot better off. And to listen to that voice, the fifth brain is in the gut, by the way. So it's really, really important that we let go and start feeling a lot more as we feel more primal. Very important word, primal. It's very important to understand that we need to get back to that feeling. We need to let go. We need to allow ourselves the time to be able to feel who we are and to allow ourselves to understand that we have the power to change anything. We have the power to change our minds. We have the power to stop depression. We have the power to make the world a better place. What we need to do is to focus, sit down, and meditate. If you want to meditate with a group, that's fine. If you want to meditate by yourself, it's fine. But the most important thing to do, whether if you're in a group of people or if you're by yourself, remember compassion, compassion, and compassion. Learn about compassion. Compassion can be found in your own body, in your own heart, in your own gut. Just allow it to flow. Allow it to flow through you. Open up your bodies. Open up your minds. Open up everything in yourself. It's so important to do. We have the ability of reaching highs that nobody else can. And the reason that we do that is because we're trying. It's not that other people can't. It's just that some people don't want to. And what we're trying to do on this program is to have everybody open up and allow that energy to flow through us, to be able to cleanse ourselves, to be able to feel better. No matter if you're in a group of people or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is believing in yourself. What matters is to be able to feel the compassion in your own heart. One person can change the world. One person can make our thoughts pure. All it needs to take is to you to believe in yourself. You can sit with groups of people. You can sit with everybody that you want to. But until you get in touch with that voice of silence, stay with your groups. Stay with whoever you need to work with. But work and get involved and get in touch with that voice of silence. The voice of silence, again, is the most powerful voice on the planet. Please listen to it. To give you an idea, if I'm massaging somebody, I listen to that voice very, very carefully. If that voice tells me to do 5 strokes on that person's body, I do massage, by the way, and if that voice tells me to do 5 strokes on the right side of their shoulder or from the waist up to the shoulder, I don't do it 4 times, I don't do it 6 times, I do it 5 times. And I listen to the voice continually. It's very, very important to keep in touch and to listen. Even though you might not think you're doing enough, maybe you want to do it 10 times. If that voice tells you to do it 5, you do it 5 times. Because that voice knows that body better than you do or the person actually talking to you. But listen to the person that you're talking to. Find out what their feelings are. Find out how they feel. Find out what's going on with them. But please, be in touch with that person. Be in touch with yourself. Sit down, meditate, listen to the voice, and follow it. It's the most important thing that you can learn to do. Once you start freeing yourself up, once you start letting go, that voice will stay with you. And that voice is very beautiful. And follow it. It's very, very important to do. No matter what you do for the rest of your life, follow that voice. That was given to me by a master, and that's helped me through the rest of my life so far. And he was with me for about 25 years, and he just passed away a few years ago. And it really does work. I know that there are people out there that listen to that voice, and it's very, very important. It's so important to listen to that. It's something that you can live with the rest of your life, and it'll just guide you and help you. Now, when I am doing massages, sometimes we have a lot of guides come into the room. I have a friend of mine, Ken, who is a tremendous person. And he doesn't like to be called a shaman, but he is anyhow. And when he comes in, we see bears, we see totems, we see eagles, we see old men, women without teeth, whatever it is that we're looking at. We can see people that are very, very holy and directing us to do what we need to do in our lives. Follow it. It's not going to hurt you when you are focused, when your frequencies are very high, and you're with a couple of people that are very, very high in frequency. Stay with it. Learn from it. But ultimately, when you're alone, that voice of silence will guide you. And that's for your own self, for your own edification. The most important person you can think of would be you, because if you don't have the strength, if you don't have the will, if you don't have the compassion, you've got nothing. So listen to that voice. Follow that voice. Cleanse your mind. Try to eat a little bit better. I don't eat much better, but I'm working on it. But I do a lot of good work, and I try to keep myself above board with me, and I try to help as many people as I can. And that's what we do. That's what life is all about, because we're all together. We all have a lot of fun. If we don't have fun, if we take life too seriously, put some fun into it. Put a little pizzazz in there. Do things that you haven't done before. I was just talking to a wonderful friend of mine, and we walked around the sacred groves. I hope she's listening to the program. I believe she is. And in Palmyra, there's a place called the John Smith Farm. And John Smith was the first Mormon. And I'm not a Mormon, but we have walked in the sacred groves and felt tremendous energy. Matter of fact, she had passed that today, and we were discussing it just before the program. And the energy there is unbelievable. To give you an idea, I know some of you might know Valerie Olmsted. She's on the radio on Tuesday nights. Fantastic lady. And we were there one day, and a friend of hers and myself had walked in front of Valerie about 2-3 minutes. And we saw two gentlemen that were very well dressed in outfits. They were angels. And they stood, they were talking to Valerie for a while, and then they stood at the top of this knoll. And a fog had started just before we saw them. And at the top of the knoll, they actually disappeared right in front of us. So we went back up to Valerie. And Valerie said, yes, I was talking to the two men. And we told them that, told Valerie that we had saw them at the top of the knoll and actually had disappeared right in front of our eyes. And, it felt like, we were maybe a minute away from each other in terms of, our conversation. And actually Valerie was talking to them for over a half hour. We thought that we were only 2 minutes apart in terms of talking to Valerie and being being at the bottom of the hill and looking at the knoll. So you never know about time. You never know about different things that build up in our lives. And if we let go, it doesn't matter anymore. Time doesn't matter. It was proven to me by that by the terrific sight that we had seen those two angels, and the conversation that Valerie was having with them. We thought it was only a minute or two, and here it was a half hour. So you never know what you can find or what you hear, and it's a wonderful place to go visit. It's in Palmyra. I remember seeing cathedrals that were over 300 feet high. They were spiritual in terms of entering the sacred groves. And my friend and I, we visited last year, and her name is Karen. Hello?
Hi, Steve. This is Nancy calling back. I wouldn't have called you so quick, but my husband just came home from skiing, and he's had a really bad accident with his knee. Can you help?
Sure. His knee, honey?
Yes. Do you need to talk to him?
Sure.
He can't talk.
He can't talk. Okay.
Yes.
Do me a favor. Take your hand.
Uh-huh.
Put it on his knee. You can still feel the energy passing through you. Put your hand on his knee ever so lightly.
It is.
That's it, honey. All right, the energy just started flowing through him. What did he do to his knee?
He was skiing.
Oh, he hurt his knee.
And it's pretty bad.
Okay. His lateral and collateral ligaments, he pulled them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I need you to do, honey, is can you put the phone from your ear to your shoulder, honey?
It is.
Okay. Take both hands and put it on the medial side of the knee.
The inside?
The medial side, honey. You know, the medial side of the knee and the lateral side of the knee.
Okay.
On both sides.
Okay.
Ever so lightly. Uh-huh. It doesn't have to be heavy.
Yeah.
Just put your hands there.
Mm-hmm.
And just hold it. That's it. Tell your husband to let go.
Don, you need to let go, he says. Don, you need to let go of it.
That's it. Good. He needs to clear his mind. He's
clear your mind.
Good.
Don, clear your mind.
Good. Good. Ask him if he can feel the energy going through his body now.
Don, can you feel the energy going through your body? He wants to know. He's not sure.
Okay. It's actually passing through him now. Ask him to stand up and see if it feels better.
He wants you to stand up to see if it's better, Don. He says that it doesn't feel better, that it feels like there's no support on the inside.
Okay, that's where it is then. Take your hand.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and rub ever gently on the medial side, which is the inside of the knee. He did some damage to that the medial ligament. Just rub it ever so lightly. Do you have Epsom salts in the house?
Yes.
Okay. He needs to take an Epsom salts bath.
Uh-huh.
And when he gets out of the tub, have him put ice on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because he's got a micro tear.
Okay.
Okay, and okay. That'll help out a lot.
Okay.
That micro tear, they're very, very painful.
Okay, so the warm water would be the right thing for it? Warm water in the bath or cooling?
No, warm water. He'll need warm water, but he needs Epsom salts. So it'll draw the negative energy out of
it. Okay, how much do you recommend I put in the tub?
Just put in like a cup.
Uh-huh.
Let him sit in there, and then when he gets out of the tub, ice it.
Okay.
Okay, because what we're doing is putting the energy in. We want the energy drawn out.
Okay.
What you can do is put hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold after he gets out.
Okay.
Okay, and that'll help a lot. But,
thank you. You really helped our family today.
Well, that's okay. What he needs to do is to let go because the pain, can he talk to me now?
Can you talk to him now? He wants to talk to you. He doesn't feel like he can.
Okay. What he needs to do, I think he's more scared than anything else. He needs to allow it to go.
Uh-huh.
Allow the pain to go.
Okay.
It's going to hurt no matter what.
Uh-huh.
So what if he can allow that to go, put him in the bathtub for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
Take him out, put ice on it. What we're doing is creating ice and hot, ice and hot.
Oh, ice and hot, ice and hot.
Right.
Okay.
So in other words, you have... you take the ice, put it on.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a hot pad or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Get it warm. You make it ice hot, ice hot, ice hot, because what you're doing is getting the blood in and out very quickly.
All right.
Okay, so 1 minute or 30 seconds each, and that should take care of the problem.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
You're quite welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so anyhow, where was I at here? We were talking about compassion and love, and also we were discussing sacred groves. There's always a place where you live in the woods that have male and female energy. The male energy comes up from the ground. The female energy comes down from heaven. What you can do if you take a walk... in the woods, and you can feel energy, as it becomes more powerful, you'll be able to feel the male and female energy of the land. What you can do is actually stand on the female side, open up your hands, and that energy will come down from heaven and go right into the center of the earth. And if you're sensitive enough, you'll be able to see the crystal shard open up under your feet, and create healing, actually create healing through your body. As I say, there is male and female energy on the land. If there's male, there's female. If there's female, there's male. And that's tremendous to do, and it's a lot of fun. You'll find your energy being cleared very quickly. What we're going to do tonight, let's do some meditation for a minute. Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, hi. Can I help you?
Yeah, this is Lynn, and I was just calling to get a healing for my weight. I have a problem with my weight and also my lungs.
And your lungs?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's take a look here, honey. Okay. Okay. Your heart's open. What we're doing is looking at your gut. Just give me a minute. I'm focusing in on it. Okay. You have a self-esteem issue, honey. What seems to be going on? Can you discuss it on the radio?
Self-esteem because, you know, my weight is too much. And
okay. What's bothering you, honey? I hope you don't mind me asking.
I don't know exactly.
Okay.
You know,
what we're
going to
do.
I just am kind of like critical of myself.
Okay. You not need to be critical, honey. What you need to do is to let go. So what we're going to do tonight is teach you how to let go. Okay? What I want you to do is just stand. Are you standing there or sitting down?
I'm sitting.
Okay, why don't you stand up a minute?
Okay.
Okay. I want you to lean back slowly. That's it. Just lean back a little more. Right there. You should be able to feel the energy flowing through you. Can you feel that?
Okay.
Okay, can you feel it?
Feel energy flowing through me?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. What we're doing is lightening up your gut. It's coming through your body and lightening up your gut now. Good. Good. Just stand there, honey. What you're doing is standing between heaven and earth, and you're in perfect balance right now. So what we're doing is clearing you. You've got a lot coming out of you now. Just give me a second here. Good. You should be able to feel yourself grounding. Can you feel yourself coming down now?
Uh-huh.
Good, honey. Yeah. Other people are going to be able to feel this also. Your clearing will help them clear. So what we're doing is grounding you. Is your mind very clear right now?
Yes.
Good, honey. You should be able to feel that. Good. Do you feel very focused right now?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. You should be able to feel your gut opening up. It's the first time it's been opened in quite some time.
Hmm. Okay.
What is in there, honey, is the fifth brain.
It's what?
It's called the fifth brain.
Oh.
Okay, it's part of the brain. The brain is, has a lot more power throughout the body than just the brain itself.
Uh-huh.
But this is called the fifth brain. What's happening right now? You should feel a lot calmer.
I do.
Good, honey. Just relax. Relax more. That's it. Good. Good. Oh, you're doing great. When's the last time you went for a nice long walk?
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Probably last summer.
Where do you live?
I'm in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
In Colorado, honey, you're about 2,000 miles from here. That's good. Good, good. All right, you have a lot of stuff coming out of you right now. You should feel light inside your body right now. Things have been clearing. Can you see color very well? Can you see energy very well?
I think so.
Okay. Take a look in your gut and tell me what you see.
A lot of tension.
Okay, what I'm trying to do is to calm that down. So what you need to do, that's why I'm telling you, is to let go of everything.
Okay.
That's it. Just let that tension go. I know it's hurting. Just let it go. Good. Good. How does that feel now?
Better.
Good. All right. I want you to do me a favor.
Okay.
I want you to breathe in the breath of God. And what we do is say, I breathe in the breath of God. And just let that go through your entire body, honey.
Okay.
I breathe in the breath of God. You feel that going right to your gut?
Yep.
Good, honey. I breathe in the breath of God. Just let that tension leave. That's it. I think you can sit down now.
Okay.
I breathe in the breath of God. You should almost feel sleepy, and the tension should just about be all gone. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good, honey. I need you to do that breath about 7 or 8 times a day.
Okay.
And that'll help you tremendously. You seem to be very focused right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Do you feel grounded?
Uh-huh.
Good, honey. That's what you need to work with. How's your tension now?
Gone.
Good. Just do that about 5-6 times a day, 7 times a day. When you find the time, that'll also clear your mind and clear your gut and also clear your heart. Think of compassion, honey. Be compassionate with yourself. Don't be critical. Replace critical with compassion.
Okay.
Okay? The way to enlightenment is through compassion, honey, not through being critical with yourself. Do you meditate at all?
I think I do. I don't like to sit down and get into a total meditative state, but I do a lot of thinking on things. And
why don't you stop thinking on things, honey?
Pardon?
You need to stop thinking on things. You need to be quiet. Try to be quiet with your mind, honey.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be wonderful. You should be feeling a lot better.
Definitely am.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, through compassion and through understanding, we can really heal ourselves. We just need to allow ourselves to let go. It's so important to let go and not think so much. It's very, very important to reach a state of nirvana, to be able to feel that. And what we'll do, the next person that calls, we're going to take that person right into nirvana. It takes about 3 minutes, so that should be a lot of fun to do. So if you need some help, the next person's going to be awfully lucky. So anyhow, getting back to compassion and love, it's something that we really need to focus on within ourselves. The more that we can focus that in ourselves, the more that we can help ourselves and help people around us. Again, it doesn't matter what the person has done in their life. What matters is the compassion that they have in their life, the compassion that helps them get along with humanity even better. We need to allow ourselves to grow, to be able to feel other people, to be able to help them, to be able to give them the love that they deserve and need. And sometimes when we get together, it's really important. If we can actually, what we've done in the past, a lot of years ago, is the people that had some issues when I first began into energy, if we had a group of people, was to take that person that was weaker and put them in the center of the group and just sit and meditate on that person, and they would actually get a lot. Hello?
Hi, Steve. You're awesome. This is Althea, and I want to be lucky today.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Parker, Colorado, and I just want to send love to your previous caller.
Oh, thank you. That is so nice to do.
Yeah, you know, tell her, she'll hear this. I'm the 110 version of her, and criticalness is there's to stop. It doesn't work.
Right.
Whether you're thin or heavy, it doesn't work.
Right. It doesn't matter. It's where you're at in your mind. It doesn't matter if you're heavy or thin or whatever. It's where your mind is.
And, you know, and what I've realized is my mind is about power plays, and it's about power plays. It's always thinking. It's always trying to create. It's always trying to become. It's all that, and that in itself, just coming to that realization puts me in the place of receptivity.
Right. It's so wonderful. We are going to put you in a state of nirvana.
I'm ready.
Okay. I love it.
Thank you.
Okay, what we're going to do is, I'm just opening up your heart more. That's it. Good. Good, terrific. Just relax. Good. Okay. There is a pillar of light about 4 feet around right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming directly from heaven. What I want you to do is put out your right hand about a foot and a half, and you'll feel tremendous energy right in front of you. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to step into that energy. I'll tell you when to stop. Right there's fine. Good. How does that feel? How does that energy feel?
I'm just connecting with it right now.
Okay, just connect with it. You don't have to work at it.
Yeah, it feels good.
Okay. I want you to stand there, and I want you to say, I breathe in the breath of God. Just breathe it in. That's it. Every breath is pure love. Just breathe that love in. You should be able to feel your aura expanding now. That's it. Oh, God, that feels good.
Yeah.
I breathe in the breath of God. You should feel so heightened right now. Can you feel that energy?
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel wonderful or what?
Yes.
Okay, just stay there, honey. You're opening up. Oh, God, that feels wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Just breathe that energy in. That's it. You should feel very, very, very focused and very grounded right now.
Yes.
And very calm.
Yes.
Good. And here comes the energy. Do you feel that on your lower part of your spine?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Just stand there and allow that to happen. It's opening up the back of your head now. It's opening up your heart. I'm hearing the word compassion.
Yeah, it's running down the back.
You bet it is, honey. You bet it is. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
You're there already, honey.
Glad
that's
to
pure,
hear it.
That's
thank
pure
you
nirvana,
so much.
Honey. How does that feel to you?
Tears.
That energy will be with you for quite some time. That is absolutely beautiful. That the energy is just, it's dancing through you, actually. Oh,
yeah.
My God, it looks so beautiful, honey.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Oh, God. How does that feel to you?
Home. Yeah, home.
Is that like nothing you've ever felt before?
Now it feels home. Yeah, it really
exactly
does. It
right.
feels home in my body. And the blessing is it's here on earth.
Right.
And it's home in my body now.
Good, honey.
Yeah, that connection right there, it's like you can have it now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I feel in the chakra, the in my belly. It's like expanding, and it feels full, like burst.
What you can do, if you want to have some fun, make a smile on your face, and you'll feel the smile in your belly. Just
oh, yes, I feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah, totally. Amazing.
That's wonderful. Oh,
it's
good,
like
honey. You're in
connection.
Touch with your smile. You're in touch with your inner smile. Oh, my gosh, it's... I can feel the energy just opening up all through your body.
Yeah, it's like a kid.
Oh, my God, you feel like you're 4 years old.
Yeah, totally. That's amazing.
Good, honey. I'm so glad you enjoy that.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, dear. Call back anytime.
Blessings.
Blessings to you, too.
Bye.
So anyhow, that is in a state of nirvana in about 3 minutes, so that's really great to do. We're going to have to sign off in about, 2 minutes. So I'm sorry that I couldn't fit any more people in, but it's wonderful to do. And that young man who hurt his knee, please take care of yourself. Skiing can get a little rambunctious at time. Your knee isn't broken. There's nothing really broken there other than your ligaments are a little tight and you hurt them. So just you might have to bandage it up, and if it doesn't feel better by Monday, you might seek some professional help. But anyhow, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. I just want to thank some friends. I want to thank Bob and Karen, and I hope that everything is doing well. I want to thank, I was going to say Captain Kangaroo, but that's not his name, Dr. Fred Bell, and I just want to say hello and hope everything is doing well with you, and I'll be on your program next week, and I hope everything's doing well. Please say hello to Mikkel and the whole gang. Everybody, thank you so much. Love you guys very much. Hope everything does well with you, and have a blessed, wonderful week. Thank you.